Welcome back to TV Campfire Podcast. This is podcast number 62, and I am Libya, your host. And this week we have returning guests.
Tom from L.A.
Josh from L.A.
Peter from the Valley.
You Wait, gotta be different.
Representing the Valley.
I was like,
we're all in the Valley. Yeah,
what county is that in, Peter?
L.A. County.
All right. Let's go. I said last week we didn't have any news. I knew this week we were going to have a ton of news, which we
do. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
And the news will be on, like, set your timers. It's going to be forever. However, we'll start off with the list of cancellations. And I'm sure I'm going to miss something, skip something, and if I do, I apologize.
We should play, like, some elevator music behind this.
As the list goes. All right, here we go. Starting off, Brothers and Sisters ends after some number of seasons that I don't
know. Five, I think, or six.
I didn't watch.
V, Mr. Sunshine, No Ordinary Family, Off the Map, Detroit 187, Better Without You, Outsource, The Event, Law and Order LA, Lie to Me, Human Target, the Chicago Code, Traffic Light, I believe.
Yeah, Traffic Light.
And
Couples.
Am I forgetting? Please fill in, chime in if I forgot anything.
I think you got everything.
That sounds like about all of
them. And then the other big news is that Wonder Woman did not get the series pickup.
Surprise, surprise. The most reviled pilot without anybody actually seeing it.
I still want
to
see it.
I want to see it.
Hold on. I'd like to take a moment of silence to pour some out for Human Target, because that was on my list at the end of the year as outstanding show. And, of course, Fox saw my list and canceled it accordingly.
I'd also like to have a moment of silence for V.
Right, that's true.
I only saw the first season. I didn't like it, but I heard it got better.
A moment of bliss for V.
A moment of bliss.
Much better in season two?
I liked it.
I loved it.
I really did.
Did you like season one, though?
I did, too.
I thought season one was okay, but I thought season two was better.
They kept reinventing the show.
And I think that was part of the problem.
Yeah, but it's just so sad that it got canceled just as they were bringing Mark Singer back onto it.
The ratings were terrible.
We're not blaming them.
I know. It's just upsetting.
Did you keep watching the event? I don't remember.
Yes, I did. I'm still watching the event.
So are you. Too.
Do we know what the event is yet?
No.
I've got a pretty good idea of what the event is.
We're not at the finale yet. So.
Although they'll reveal the event in the finale.
Wait, isn't the event just the fact that the government basically had aliens?
No.
That's not an event. That's a conspiracy.
The aliens know. The whole purpose of the show was that the aliens know what the event is, but they're supposed
to. Do they talk about it as the event?
Well, they mentioned it as the event once in the pilot episode.
Several times in the pilot episode.
Right, yeah. And then the aliens are supposed to tell the humans what the event is. Like, we have to warn them about the event. It's coming. And then we never hear what it is. I have a feeling
that they've already mentioned what the event is, and that's, like, I think it's the supernova.
What supernova? Oh, the one that's destroying their home planet.
I think that's going to affect Earth.
It affects Earth
because they're bringing their whole planet over
to Earth.
Well,
that wasn't the original plan, though.
No, but it was going to be a part of it.
I think the whole thing's a sham.
the whole thing is just all...
It's a dog chasing its tail.
It really is, yeah.
And the only good-ish news is renewals. Tremé got picked up for season 3.
Yay!
Wait. So you guys like Tremé?
Love it.
My one friend who loves The Wire didn't like the, what was their war?
Generation Kill?
Didn't really like that.
Get out.
And then she doesn't really like Tremé, but I have another friend and she loves Tremé and the reviews are really good.
I was
good.
Like, the reviews are really good. My friend's like, reviews are terrible for Tremé. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm like,
no, the reviews are really good.
I've heard nothing but praise for Tremé. What's he reading?
So you definitely like Tremé.
I love Tremé.
So you definitely think, because I have it at home and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, watch it. It's definitely worth seeing. Watch it.
Although you only watched the pilot and you didn't even get through it. You fell asleep.
In my defense, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
And I was trying to watch the pilot to keep myself awake.
And
the show is slow. And I was like, this is not working.
But it's not slow. It's deliberate.
Well, and that's fine.
So you're not saying it's bad.
I never said it was bad. I merely said I tried to watch the pilot at 4 o'clock in the morning to keep myself awake at work. And it didn't.
Is it like one of your favorite shows on television? Meaning in production, like a show that's on the air right now?
Yes.
It's definitely up there for me. Wow. I think when we did our recap for the year, I picked that one as my favorite new show of the year.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Sarah Michelle Gellar's show, The Ringer, they say is likely to be picked up by CW. That hasn't exactly officially happened yet, but they say
they're negotiating.
It's probably going to happen. And Sarah Michelle Gellar back on the CW? All right.
Yeah. Well, she's never been on the CW.
No, she was.
Yeah, Buffy.
She was at the WB, and she was on UPN, but she's never on CW.
Oh, UPN. Yes. Good one. Yeah.
And the other news is Chuck got picked up for 13 episodes for another season, and I can find that I am not excited
at all.
And
there is a resounding.
I'm glad Zach and the rest have work, but I don't know if I'll be watching next year.
I'm gonna stick with it to the bitter end, but I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, it's like drudgery.
It really is.
It's like eat your vegetables. Watch Chuck.
I don't wanna. You can't make me. Okay, fine.
All right. Let's. Anybody else have you had one piece of news, Peter?
Oh, it sounds like Jennifer Love Hewitt will be taking over for. Is it Mariska Hargitay? Is that how you say her name?
Hargitay.
So Hargitay will be on for a few. We didn't say how many. She'll be on for a few episodes, and then she will pass the time to Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That will be when I am done watching SVU. I've watched SVU for the past... We're on season 9. I will then be done.
What season is this?
I think it's 9.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
10?
I think I read somewhere it's like 13 or something.
It can't be that. No, what? It's not.
It's up there.
No,
it's
can't
not.
Be that
It's
much.
Not. Trust me. It's not that high.
Hmm. It's high, though, but...
It's high.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't high. Yeah, I was like,
no, because Criminal Intent is like in season 8.
Yeah, I know, but I'm pretty sure it's not 13. It might be 10 or 11.
Other news that I forgot to mention, not here. Did you hear who's going to be on Dexter?
Yes.
Most Def.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
most definitely.
Yeah.
I remember seeing
they didn't say what his character is yet, I don't think, but I was like, ooh. So.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
That's intriguing.
And
it didn't sound like he's a serial killer. It sounds like he's...
I wouldn't buy him as a serial killer. Yeah, I'd buy him as like a new cop.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd buy him as a serial killer.
No, really.
He's got such a friendly face. I don't really...
Yeah, most Def is too...
He's too nice.
...mild-mannered.
Yeah.
Only unless that's the point, is that it's a nice person.
Right. Yeah, we've already had that with Trinity.
Right, so...
Well, he wasn't exactly mild-mannered, exactly.
He was until he flipped out.
Yeah.
Well, the beginning, he's, like, nice John Lithgow.
No, the very first time I saw him, I was like...
Oh, that's true. He's naked. Yeah. But when Dexter's getting to know him, you're like, oh, seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
But anyways,
so happens to murder people.
The other thing is they didn't even mention what was the character's name? Lupin? What's her name?
Lumen.
She's gone. She leaves.
Yeah, she went back to.
She's not dead.
No, but she leaves.
Yeah.
She can come back.
No.
They're a good pairing.
Yeah, I agree, but she left. It was very definite.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
anyway.
And Dexter can never, ever, ever leave Florida.
Right.
Yes.
Let's go on to the shows.
Oh, we've got some news.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Some of the genre pilots that got picked up. NBC did pick up Awake, which used to be called REM, which is supposed to be Inception-like.
Okay.
And then another genre-type show, Grimm, as in the fairy tales with two M's.
Oh, right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then ABC picked up Once Upon a Time, another fairy tale-inspired type show.
Okay, well, where's this coming
does
from?
Does ABC have happy endings as well?
Well, happy endings, which I like. That's just
comedy.
The sitcom.
I know. I'm just commenting on the fact that the title.
Wait,
is
maybe they'll pair them up.
Is Once Upon a Time based on the comic Fables?
I don't.
Which I love.
I don't.
But is
don't
that what that's
so.
From?
Because
I had heard that ABC had bought the rights to do Fables like last year,
but
and then nothing had happened.
Yeah,
they
wouldn't
change the name.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't. Do they would have kept it?
Yeah.
For the building audience, and then also a pilot. Called The River, which is supposed to be a horror type thing.
Then we heard that J.J. Abrams, Alcatraz
got picked up by Fox.
Is that what it's called?
So that.
Oh, wait, that's picked up.
Yes.
By Fox.
They had done
the
pilot a while ago. It did get picked up.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Fox picked up a bunch of stuff, the series, which is why their list of cancellations was so long.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't ABC do with why wouldn't they do Abrams? I always think of them as more like
ABC.
Well, Fox has
Fringe.
Oh, you have Fringe.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
let's
go on to the shows, because like as I predicted, that went on for quite a while, much longer than normal. All right, first show up, we want to talk about Doctor Who from last week, which was the pirate episode.
The Curse of the Black Spot.
Yes. And opinions.
That was all right. I mean, it's pretty much an eh. I mean, it's I thought it was better than last year's equivalent, which was the The Vampires of Venice. Yeah, which I really hated that episode. Fantastic
charts.
It was just,
I was just kind of like, it was nice to have a fluffy, fun, no consequence episode after two episodes of intense arc building.
Yep.
I don't appreciate that at all. I mean, like, I understand what you're saying, but if you're going to come down, make it still good, you know? My one complaint about the episode, other than it was blah, was they dumbed down the Doctor to make Amy the hero.
Yeah, they
and
You mean like not
like
in
Vampires of Venice?
You mean like that? How like?
Except they dumbed down Amy and the Doctor to make Rory the hero.
Because my one friend, a friend of mine, was saying that like when near the end she has to give
CPR to
Rory, and my friend was just like, not only is he actually called the Doctor, but like he would clearly know how to do CPR.
And the other thing
like,
about his CPR is he has a respiratory bypass system, which means he doesn't need to breathe as much. So he is the perfect person to do CPR. But not just the CPR, like if you watch the whole episode, he keeps coming up with the wrong idea, which is normal. He does that. But it was like the way he didn't come up with stuff was just... And then it's like he wouldn't come up with something and then Amy would be saying something here. And I'm like, really?
Well,
the Doctor has to be dumb for this episode?
Yeah, and the other thing was like how long it took him to realize that this siren was coming through reflections and not the water.
Right.
I was like... Like, he's just looking around. I'm like, it's the reflections. It's the reflections. It's the reflections! You are 900 years old. Why are you not figuring this out?
Well, that's the thing is, what I like about the Doctor, she's so much smarter than everybody. I sometimes usually have a hard time following his train of thought.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be like 10 miles away in his train of thought, and you're trying to catch up. If I can follow what the Doctor's doing, he's doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so F for me.
I wouldn't give it an F.
That was unwatchable. I just didn't really like it.
I'd give it a C.
Yeah, that's about right.
My question is, would you ever watch that episode again?
Probably not.
If I were doing a marathon, yeah. By itself, probably not.
Even if I was doing a marathon, I would
Although, I actually didn't think that the premise, which was that these sirens are these weird kind of doctored things, that was kind of fine.
Interesting. They were like, EMH programs.
Yeah, but that was all right. I didn't mind that.
The thing that was dumb about it at the end is he ends up giving an advanced spaceship to a bunch of pirates at the end of the episode. I was like, are you kidding me? That's insane.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm just kind of like, okay, I'd love to see those pirates and Jenny meet up somewhere and just go on wild adventures together.
No, but they show that they're all freaking criminals that are willing to kill each other. It would be different if it was just a crew that's kind of hanging out and they were kind of nice guys, but they're not. They're bloodthirsty pirates.
Yeah, they were trying to build up the captain as being like a pirate with a heart of gold, and it just didn't work.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
I didn't believe it.
Man, I mean, honestly, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
Thumbs down. Both of them for me.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Next up was Game of Thrones. We're on episode 4.
4.
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead. You said
cripples,
wow.
Bastards, and broken things.
There's so much going on, but what's the blonde chick's name?
Cersei. Are we talking about Cersei's? Or are you talking about the
Daenerys?
Or the one
Daenerys?
Who's married to Conan?
Yeah.
Married to Conan. Yes.
That's Daenerys. Okay.
No, I love.
Actually,
he
would be a much better Conan than the Conan they've got for the movie.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Yes.
The guy.
That's why
the guy she's
Conan
married to is the guy playing
Conan.
Conan.
Really?
That's him.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, they did him so wrong.
Back to the show. I love the scene where she basically tells her brother, "You raise your hand again."
Yeah, that was great.
The last time you,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
was that since episode
I can see why you made that cryptic comment weeks ago that you like what. How she develops into
becomes, and she's she's awesome.
You ain't seen the half of it yet.
And it's interesting because he has a scene where he actually comes across as okay when he's in the little tub, and I was like, oh, he's actually all right.
And then he turns
jerk,
into
and
jerk,
and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this guy's such a douche, like, you know. But
yeah.
And then Peter Dinklage's character, why can't I think of it?
Tyrion.
I kind of feel sorry for him because he gets, obviously, his siblings set him up.
Well, I don't think they didn't.
I know they were assuming the guy would kill the person and get away.
It wasn't so
they
much.
Were th-
of,
yeah, they were,
still,
yeah.
But just in case he gets caught.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
that is true.
Because Tyrion is definitely the best fall guy for what's going on here.
Right.
But I like the fact that his character. I mean, he has this friendship or with the bastard.
With
Jon
Snow.
Yeah.
It's gonna take me a while to get these names down.
I know there's so many of
there's
them.
There's so many freaking of them.
I can only keep them straight
really,
because I've read the books.
Not knowing much about. I know nothing about these books, but I don't think that Boromir is long.
Edard
Stark.
I just am concerned because it seems like everybody's plotting to take him down.
I think he's the main character though, so I don't think he can get killed, at least in the first season.
This is
season.
HBO, man. That doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
No, but they wouldn't, if the series is about him, I don't think they could kill him. But I don't know. I think
he's our entree into the series, but it just seems to me like there's a time bomb waiting to go off.
It's funny you say that.
Everybody's like, oh, and the punky son, the prince, the spoiled reference, is talking to Mummy, who are enemies. Everybody who's not us are
that was one
enemies.
Of the best.
That was great. Although I also loved, was it this week or last week, the scene between Eddard and Jaime in the throne room?
Okay, which one's
Jaime? Jaime's the brother of the queen.
The one who's doinking her.
Oh, the evil guy from New Amsterdam and Virtuality.
I'm assuming so.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got
really good lines. Like when they had their confrontation, I think that was last week.
Yep, it might be. Okay.
But yeah, those...
Oh yeah, this week was the start of the tourney. Okay.
Yeah, the tournament.
Oh man! Wow, you just got the vapors over there.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was intense.
All the kids are watching.
Yeah. Okay. The tournament where the guy gets the spike
and you hear the story.
Yeah.
Oh, the story about the brothers.
Yeah,
yes. The mountain and the hound.
Yeah.
That's a very good story.
No. Wait, which is which? Yeah. Which is
the hound has the burned up face.
He's the one that we think of as the nice version. The nice guy.
Well, the hound.
Well, the other guy's pretty
compared
terrible.
To his brother. Yeah.
Compared to his brother.
Yes. Yeah. Compared to his brother, he's a saint.
Yeah.
But he's still not exactly a nice guy.
What's the deal with the guy who looks a little bit like Cam from Ferris Bueller with the mustache?
Oh, Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
He does kind of look like him, yeah.
What's the deal
That's
with
because
him?
I think no, he's not
what is I'm what is he's sort of related to
he's like
Catelyn.
He was in love with Catelyn.
He was in love with Catelyn.
He was trying to marry Catelyn when she was like a teenager, but he got turned down because he wasn't high enough standing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he ended
up... What family is he from? I
forgot the name of his family. But he then ended up working for the king, and he basically is one of the king's advisors. And he has a spy network. He's in charge of intelligence.
I can't decide if I trust him or not.
You're not supposed
to.
Don't.
Well, even he says don't.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, he says... He's like, is there anybody in your house that you trust? And he goes, yes. And he goes, the answer to that should have been no.
Yeah. I still loved, like, when Eddard tells him, like, I didn't trust you, but now I'm starting to. And Littlefinger was like, not trusting me was the smartest thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
and if he's telling you that, there's a reason that he's telling you that. So,
but it's interesting. It's taking a while to kind of get it acclimatized to this new world.
Yeah.
And to get the characters, I mean, this...
Yeah, I still don't remember all the characters' names.
What, there are five children altogether, including the bastard?
Uh-huh.
No, including the bastard is...
Oh, there's six.
Although, I don't...
There's Rob, there's
you don't,
John...
The baby, you don't see.
Yeah, not really.
Sansa, Arya, and Rickon.
We don't see Rickon.
We see Rickon a little
I love bit. The second daughter, the one who wants to fight.
Arya?
Arya's
my favorite.
Awesome.
I love her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
And her tutor.
What is Peter Dinklage's
character's
name?
Tyrion.
Tyrion. So that's the big ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Oh, I like that moment where he's in the bar and she starts talking about where all her houses are connected.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is he's like, wait a minute. Like, where is this going?
Yeah. It's like he's putting it together. He's like, oh, wait a minute.
But he doesn't know.
Well, of course, he has no
idea
what's going on.
Right.
Why?
Right. So he doesn't know
water.
Why
right.
she's doing it, but he realizes that this is going to a bad place. But he doesn't know
right.
why.
Right.
And then once she reveals why, he's like, "Oh,
yeah, that was good. That's a good cliffhanger."
And so next week, and I guess technically tomorrow, we should finally see the Eyrie, which I can't wait for.
What's the Eyrie?
That's her sister, the Catelyn's
sister.
You're talking about Ned Stark's wife's sister.
Yes.
That's
what,
why do you think that?
Yeah.
Well, because we know what's happening next.
Yeah.
Are they following the book fairly well?
Yes.
Very well, yeah.
Yes.
Did they show trailers for next week's episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Did they show her?
No.
The sister?
No.
I haven't seen trailers. So
I've seen
know.
Her in some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but they didn't show her in the trailer for next week.
Okay.
But I'm just assuming at the pace they're going, we're going to get there.
We're
going
to get there.
I tell you, these cable shows, the basic and premium cable shows, it's like, if you get behind, you watch an episode, it's like, I got to watch another episode, and it's like, I don't have any more yet.
Oh,
dang
I know. God. It's making these weeks really damn long.
Yeah. But there's only going to be 10. So yeah, we're halfway through
season
this.
Season 1 is 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Almost. Tomorrow will be halfway through.
And yeah, that's about
no,
right.
No, that
yeah.
was episode 5.
No, this
was episode, oh, this was 4.
This is 4.
You are right.
Now, yeah. When are they breaking Doctor Who? Because they're splitting
Doctor Who 7.
Episode 7.
So we're on 3.
So we'll basically just be getting back.
I was about to say, yeah, yeah. So the next episode would be really good because
yeah,
they don't have that many
yeah.
to go.
It's
yeah,
ramping
exactly.
up and to be continued.
Right.
And it's supposed to be a big cliffhanger.
Right, it is. All right, let's move on to The Killing. And this week's Woo! Episode of The Killing, I thought last episode
Vengeance.
was really kind of weak.
Yeah, I agree. Last
because
week wasn't
it,
good.
It was kind of a setup. Though.
Right.
Yes.
But it all set up
this was
to,
better.
Yeah, definitely. It's the father basically takes the teacher out to a dock. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, that whole situation looked really bad. And he was like, oh, why aren't we going home? Where are you taking me? And I was like, dude, I was like, you need to get out of that car and start running. You know, it was like everything he did I thought was wrong, except for he kept reminding the guy that he's got a pregnant wife at home. Like, that's the only thing I thought.
True,
he did
do
right.
that.
He was like, I got a wife, and she's pregnant, and I got to take care of her. I got a wife. He said it like 10 times.
I would say my only complaint about The Killing is they've set up so many red herrings.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
just really have no idea. I mean, do you know they actually have a website where
That's
viewers can
saying.
Send in their who they
think
is?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They have a poll going.
So wait, just curious. Has anybody been to it? Who's the
I
one?
Have.
What do people think?
Who's trending?
Oh, it's... Last week it was like somebody like completely from out of the blue.
It's probably who you think it is, which is
the dad's coworker.
Yeah,
that's the one that I think it is.
Unofficial uncle.
Yes,
he's a prime suspect.
Wait, he's an uncle?
He's not
unofficial uncle.
He's not a real.
Also, he like takes care of the kid.
He thinks of himself.
Yeah, that's why I kind of feel like it's him.
He's like
you think it's too obvious.
Although one of her boyfriend's rich daddy.
Her boyfriend? Whose boyfriend?
Wait, what?
Oh,
Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie's ex-boyfriend's rich daddy who gave parents the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, just something about that didn't sit right, and that seems like a typical...
Oh, I was wondering who that was. Yeah,
and
okay.
Maybe it's residual Veronica Mars, but...
yeah.
Rich
no.
daddies of
right.
ex-boyfriends
that
of
that
dead
strikes
girls.
Me as two Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah, the dad.
That's true.
Too.
That's true.
I mean, that's The Killing's hardest thing, is that even though I do like it, and I love the look of the show, especially in the acting.
Yeah.
It is hard every now and then not to be like when the dad takes the teacher out in the rain to this like thing. I'm like, and now we're in the Mystic River portion of like, you know, like, and now we're in the Twin Peaks portion. Like, it's hard not to keep.
But
yeah,
doing
I know.
That. Don't forget, this is an adaptation of a Danish series.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
right. It's not
but,
like they're just creating ex nihilo.
No, yeah. I agree. But yeah, there is like that point where I'm like, okay, at least we don't have dreams with dancing midgets who speak backwards.
the thing about, I don't know how I feel about the political campaign thing.
It feels like it's going nowhere.
It feels kind of extraneous, and it feels clearly red herring-ish.
But
I'm hoping it ties in somewhere.
No,
because
it has to,
because
of the car.
It has to tie in somehow.
Yeah.
It's got
to
tie in
I
more
keep
than
thinking
that.
That the senator guy actually knows.
Billy
I don't think he did it, but I keep thinking
that he knows
that he knows something.
Yeah,
about
I keep thinking he knows
he
more than we think.
He keeps defending people who he
right.
knows are innocent, he's
and
like,
that everybody
oh,
else is
that's
like,
true.
Crazy.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I hope it's not. I mean, originally, I think you would say
he always does seem to know a little bit more than he leads on. Like,
right.
I have a quick question for you guys because me and Peter have had this conversation several times. What do you think of the partner? I'm not without either one of us saying
We've
anything.
We've talked about this before.
No, we
yeah we did.
Okay, what do you think of the partner?
We talked about it briefly. I think he's a creep.
I think you're supposed to think he's a sleazy.
I think he's a creeper, but like I hate to say it, but like with a heart of gold.
like, I don't know about a heart of gold.
Maybe like in a very loose sense. Like he will err on the side of good, I believe.
Well, how about this? I think what Livia's question maybe was pointing towards, without saying our opinion. Do you appreciate that type of character on the show? I'm not trying to say like love him or hate him, but do you go, oh, this is an essential character for the show?
I feel like as much as I don't like him, he does work.
I think it's supposed to be a contrast with her because she's supposed to be so upstanding and squeaky clean and justice.
Well, and clearly has a lot more experience. And
I don't know how squeaky clean she is.
Well, but you know what I mean. The one character,
no, but more than him.
Well, definitely.
He
more
definitely
than him.
Seems like he's done a lot of messed up stuff.
The, one, yeah. The one character I don't care for, and I like the actor, but I don't like the way they've done the whole subplot. The fiance.
Me too.
I hate that.
Actor's fine. Yeah. It's the only part of the show that I feel it's the like. Same, it's the I don't same understand why we
you're
even need
your
it.
Your job or you choose.
Yeah,
me.
I don't.
It's like,
well, I'm personally just getting sick and tired of like every episode pretty much starting with her going, "Okay, I'm leaving now."
Because,
oh wait, no, I'm
because
not.
She's not. I did, although I did like in this episode when the kid's like, "You owe me $500 billion."
Yes,
and the rest of us as an audience. Like, but yeah, I don't get why. I haven't seen the Danish original, but I don't see the point.
Yeah, the fiance, why is just becoming way too whiny.
Well, it's just the whole situation. Like, why? I don't know why we need it. I don't know why we need that she's supposed to be leaving. I don't get it. Well, I don't know why it's
and the
a required
other thing is,
like
it's
thing.
Basically unfolding in real time. I mean, each episode is supposed to
it's
be
a day. So now we're on day 7.
It's like, dude, chill out.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Right?
She's going to be done in 13 days.
Right? Well, technically, he doesn't know
I'm
that.
I'm just like, come on, man. You're Callum Keith Rennie. Grow a backbone, for God's
grow
sake.
Grow a pair.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. The next show I want to talk about is Stargate Universe. It was the series finale. And even
shed
though,
a tear.
Well, what's interesting is even though they didn't know that it was their season finale, they thought it was just their season finale.
Yeah.
It actually worked as a series finale really well, but in a bittersweet sort of way.
In a very bittersweet way, but I agree, like, for them not knowing that it was canceled, I was like, this, I'm actually okay with this ending.
I am too. And I, basically, the whole, they basically cryogenically froze the entire crew. And
so they could travel across the universe in 3 years.
Right. And because they're out of supplies, they're running from the bad guys, and they're like, let's face it, this galaxy sucks for us.
Yeah, every time they drop out of FTL, the drones come out of nowhere and beat the living crap out of them.
So yeah, so they're at the end of their resources, at the end of their supplies, and this is an act of desperation, Hail Mary. And the thing that I thought was interesting, and I want to know whether you think the same thing, because they go through the whole, we have to figure out a way to get the pods all working, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to the very end, and there's one pod that doesn't work.
Right.
And so one person has to stay out. And so they have the whole argument of who it should be.
Right.
And, of course, Rush volunteers knowing that they're going to turn him down. Because,
well, of course.
Because
nobody
trusts
him.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You're not going to leave him the only person alive. You're not going to make him the only person conscious on the ship.
Right. And the thing is after because of their supply situation, after 2 weeks, if you can't get the pod working, you have to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And nobody believes that Rush will do that.
Right.
So they're like, Rush isn't going to pull the trigger. So the Colonel Young decides, okay, it's going to be me. But then Eli says, well, you have no chance of fixing the pod, so that's a death sentence. So you can't do it. So Eli volunteers.
Right.
But one thing I wanted to know your opinion on, there's this look on his face after everyone is frozen, and it's just him?
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows you can't fix the pod.
I think he does, too.
Because he doesn't even try to fix it. He just goes out and just looks out the window and just chilling. And I was like, he knows he's going to die, and he just sacrificed because he realizes that Colonel Young is more important as far as leadership.
As far as, like, the three of them left goes, he's the least on the totem pole.
And you can't
this
trust
is
Rush.
This is a series finale?
Right.
Yeah.
Series finale. And it ends on a cliffhanger?
Well, it's not exactly
really
a
cliffhanger.
It sounds like you're saying we don't know what's going to happen to the guy.
Well, you don't. You don't. But the way they end it, the crew is all frozen, and they either can be frozen for 3 years or 1,000 years or never wake up, depending on how the situation works out.
Right.
And Eli chose basically to be a hero in this situation. And it just ends, the last shot is him looking out into
space.
Is that
Robert Carlyle?
No, that's
not.
Rush.
No.
Rush is the guy nobody trusts.
It's the guy from Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Wait, Carlyle is the guy no one trusts?
Right.
Yeah.
He's the lead.
He is, but he's kind of evil.
But nobody trusts him.
Oh.
He's a little bit evil.
He's like the Lost in Space Dr. Smith.
Or he's like Dr. Smith, but not played for
Baltar.
Yes.
Or Baltar, yes.
He's like that. Nobody trusts him. And it's a very... Because he's not exactly how to go. Like, in the right situation, he'll do the right thing.
He's got a very specific motive that sometimes goes up against what everybody else wants.
Right, like, and if he needs to kill the crew for himself, for his own benefit, he will.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's why nobody trusts him, because they're like, we're not going to leave you out here for 2 weeks and just depend on you to kill yourself so that we all can survive, because you're totally not going to do it.
Right.
But then he volunteered on purpose to try to make it seem like maybe I'm brave, but knowing that they were all going to turn him down. He knew there was no chance.
Yeah.
But... the last shot of Eli standing on the observation deck looking at, out on the ship, and he's got this sense of peace, mm-hmm. was kind of a ending. It was a
good ending, and I didn't see it as him knowing that he couldn't fix the pod and was just gonna
resign himself to two weeks of death. I
didn't see that. I just saw that I saw it as him just like taking a moment and just sort of like reflecting on like the last 2 years of his life and how amazing they are, because now like he really has that moment where no one is depending on him anymore and it's just him.
Right.
And he can just sort of take this moment and just sort of finally just let it all sink in for him.
I bet you if you ask the creators of the show, like, if they came back, then Eli would have fixed the pod. But if they're not coming back, then Eli doesn't fix the pod. I figure it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we'll get some kind of, like, comic book sequel or something like that.
It amazed me how good it was.
Yeah.
I don't need to see where it goes from here.
But I'm kind of curious.
Do you think it's worth watching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Just season two or the whole thing?
Not the whole thing.
But would you be lost?
You would be lost.
You would be kind of lost.
But season two is so much better than season one. It's like night and day.
I wouldn't say that season one is unwatchable, but it definitely is weaker.
Sounds like you think it is mostly unwatchable.
I was much more forgiving of it.
Just watch these three episodes.
Well, not
sometimes
really.
You can do that with certain shows.
Yeah, certain shows you can do that.
But there's some
like Supernatural.
How about this?
One,
there are Fringe. Episodes that in season one I can say you can totally skip.
Yeah,
it's more like that because they have most of it is arc, but they do have standalone. So like the standalone ones you could totally skip.
And they're not that good.
No, I watched all of season one,
and that was really.
How do you think Stargate Universe season two compared to maybe like the really good seasons of the original Stargate? Like that good? Because you were a huge fan of Stargate.
Yeah, but it's different. Because Stargate was where every episode was standalone. Stargate Universe is all
this
one
is
big
all
arc.
Arc, yeah.
What about Atlantis? Was that an arc show?
No, and it was awful. But anyway,
three Stargates? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And let's move on. Next show we want to talk about is NCIS, and this is the episode before the finale. And the best thing about it, which was the fact that it starts off with they're putting a body in the body bag and Gibbs is covered in blood and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And so the very first minute, all I'm doing is I'm counting people. I'm like, okay, he's there. Okay, he's there.
Yeah.
Okay, he's there.
I'm like, okay, there's McGee. There's Dinozo. There's Ziva.
No, Ziva wasn't there.
Oh, right. Ziva wasn't there.
That was the thing is the women were unaccounted for.
That's true.
So
yeah.
they showed all the guys, but the women were unaccounted for. And I was like, no. And then it took me a second to realize, because at first Franks is talking and Franks is like, run me through it. And I'm like, okay, why is Franks telling him to run him through it? I thought he just showed up. And then it took me, and I go, oh, wait a minute.
This is a vision of
Franks. Right, it's a vision of Franks.
But then the real Franks shows up.
Right, and he goes, oh, this is where I show up. And I'm like, what? And then I go, oh, crap, Franks is in the body bag. And I figured that out around halfway, a little bit before that, maybe.
Yeah, I figured it out around then, too.
Right.
And
that
like,
broke my heart, I have to say.
I don't really know Franks all that well.
Oh, you have, oh,
I'm
right.
still playing catch up.
I forgot you hadn't been watching the show from the beginning.
Yeah.
But Franks shows up in like season two or three, and what's great about Franks, because he shows up like a couple episodes a season.
Uh-huh.
And he was the guy who trained Gibbs.
Right.
No, he shows up exactly in season four, I remember. Mm-hmm. Because that was when Gibbs got amnesia. There was an amnesia episode, and then they brought this guy in to refresh his memory, and he remembered Franks, but he didn't remember anybody else.
Okay.
But Franks was basically the guy who trained him to be an NCIS officer and taught him about, you know, never say I'm sorry and calls him Proby and
mm-hmm.
also they've had flashbacks.
Yeah, I noticed in the visions he was calling him Proby.
Yeah, he's like, once you're a Proby, you're always a Proby to somebody. And so even though Gibbs has got his own team's top, he still calls him Proby.
Well, I mean, like, they still call McGee Proby and he's been there since like the beginning.
Right, and that was Gibbs's point is that just because you get called Proby, it's also like a point of affection.
Right.
So I thought that was all pretty good. But it broke because I've been watching it from the beginning. It broke my heart that Franks was gone.
Yeah,
and Gibbs took it really hard. Which
and I thought like the team's group hug in the elevator was
awesome.
So touching. It was so sweet.
He was like, "Bring it in,
bring it in."
I was like, "Oh," But it ends, of course, on a cliffhanger with the other team, who I hate anyway.
Yeah.
They're all in danger. It's like they brought in this whole new team, and they're supposed to be like sideline guys.
They're like the A team of NCIS.
Yeah, because
the other team is the A team.
Yeah,
right. Because Gibbs is all of a sudden on the outs with Vance, and Gibbs is like, "What the heck did I do to be on the outs?" And he was like,
"And like he finally had it out with Vance this week, and was like, "What is up?"
Right. And I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
What was the answer?
Vance has been getting orders from higher up.
Yeah.
Telling him to put this woman in charge. And which means he has to do an interrun, run around on Gibbs that he doesn't want to do. So, and because he and Gibbs were friends, part of his solution was to distance himself from Gibbs to allow him to follow the orders.
Yeah. And which, so, you know, now I am less angry at Vance for the way he's been acting the last few weeks.
Well, and the thing is all he had to do was pull Gibbs aside and say, look, this is what's going on. So I need to be, if he had explained it from the beginning, we wouldn't have had this issue.
Right.
But of course he had to wait till it came to a head, which, knowing Gibbs, he should have known it was going to come to a head. But it ends on the cliffhanger with the new team leader, A team chick, with literally a gun to her head, and she's about freaking out because I was yelling, pull the trigger. But
yeah, I know. But like, we have like the big reveal of like who this P2P killer is.
Right.
And how he's got like some sort of weird camaraderie in his head with Gibbs because Gibbs got stepped over
for promotion, and
this guy got stepped over for promotion, and like I sort of liked Gibbs was sort of like, oh, he thinks we've got a connection. Oh God.
Well, I'm sure Gibbs is going to use that to his advantage.
Well, of course.
But it's all building up pretty good, and the preview for next week looks incredible. So I'm really
excited.
See
the preview for next week.
All right, so let's move on to Glee. Glee was the prom. What do you guys think?
I liked it. I thought it was fun. I mean, Glee's so sporadic.
They sang Friday. That's all I have to say.
They what?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. That song that just repeats it. However, I will have to say they introduced me to a song that I hadn't heard before, and I immediately went and bought it
and played it. Which one?
Rolling in the Deep.
That was actually like very mesmerizing.
It was very, very good. It was Rachel and her old boyfriend
when he comes back and they do incredibly epic duet.
Yeah, it was really good. And I was like, "What is that song?" And I went and looked it up, and I was like, "Who sings it?" And I found it on YouTube. I was like, "This is fantastic!" And
I didn't look it up, but I really do want to.
It is now on my iPod on my playlist.
Okay,
so I totally am in love with that song.
That one actually surprised me. I was like, "Damn, that was good."
Yeah. The prom itself was mediocre, I agree. Some of the songs were... Well, for relationships... Oh, I know what it was. Everyone had a freak out when Kurt got crowned prom queen.
And then that's the same time as all the other dramas.
Yeah, right. Everyone all freaks out.
Everybody's drama comes to a head at that moment.
Yeah, and that was a nice little everything comes together. And my only thing is I thought that Kurt would have had the same reaction that I did, which was when they crowned him prom queen, I was like, dude, take the crown.
Yeah.
And just make it a joke on them. You know?
But which he does eventually.
He does, but he had to have like his freak out in the hall.
Right.
Well, the whole thing was it was meant as a joke and an insult to him.
Right.
And I was just like, dude, just totally just take the crown and laugh at it.
Yeah.
But it took him
get up and be like, this is the best you got? Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. Which he eventually does do, but it took him, he had to go cry in the hall. And
he had to have, Blaine had to give him like the big motivational speech.
Right, and I was just like, I just felt that Kurt would have come to that quicker. Because
I do too.
How we've seen Kurt kind of blows that stuff off.
Yeah, and Kurt has always been much stronger than they've like made him these last
recently,
few episodes.
Yeah.
Like ever since he got together with Blaine, he's just become much, much weaker.
Also, I think it's weird. A few episodes ago, they did the one where the T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that Kurtz was likes boys because I don't think he's ashamed of that at all. I think he's he's so that is so front and center about his life.
That's true.
So it's a little weird. I was like, really? That's your thing? You know?
Yeah.
Like, so I agree. Some
but
of the Kurtz stuff
then,
lately has been a little weird.
But then Schuster, his shirt just says chin butt. So
well, actually, I thought that was more of a gag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like butt chin or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I said, good episode as far as there were some really good songs.
Yeah.
The drama was hit and miss.
Part of me was just sort of like, why is Brittany being so insightful?
Oh, that's true.
Like, I mean, I love Brittany.
Oh, I did like that scene, though, where he comes to ask her to go to the prom.
Yeah.
She's like,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
no,
that.
No, it was good, but I just sort of felt like it was very weird for that character to suddenly be like this insightful and like just being able to just sort of laser scope in on everybody's problems.
Yeah, well, she's...
I can see that.
She's... I was going to say she's only dumb on certain areas, but that's not true. She's pretty much
for
everything.
She's dumb all around.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on to Modern Family.
It's good. Not as good as last week. Not, still, I mean, I love the three stories, the main story of the parents switching places. Like
that was
the
best one. That was definitely the best one by far.
Especially, you woke the bear! You woke the bear! You poked the bear, that's what
you poked the bear.
And then later when, basically Luke gets sick in the car because they've switched places, and she's like, oh, I gotta go clean that up. He's like, no, you don't. You know, girls, get down here. They are evil monsters. You know, that was great. But like, the... Gloria helping the doggy. What was the guy who was like
the doggy tree?
The doggy tree thing. Yeah.
And then the Cam one starts good when he's like, I, you know, liking Lady Gaga is my only gay stereotype I allow.
And then he shifts in his chair to try to sit more masculine.
But the actual episode, because it all takes place just at the house, it felt a little stale. Like, I mean, the rest of that story.
I have to say, though, at the beginning, when he's talking to his sister and trying to get his sister to tell him it's okay to leave Cam. Mitch is like, I just want to go to the concert and take care of him, and you take the baby, blah blah blah. And she's like, well, how does he treat you when you're sick? And then they cut to a shot of him.
He's all right.
I thought that was pretty. I think the weakest one was probably the dog thing. But I thought that cute dog though. I thought
the scene where Jay's taking the dog to the pound was pretty good.
Don't give me that face.
Yeah, it's not going to work. And then he takes him back.
And then
Gloria's like, the one thing I like about my man is that he's strong enough to say no when I can't. And she's like, but I have Jay.
Right. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
So I thought it was, I liked the
episode.
It
was fun.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Next up is Community.
Few paintballs more.
I've been down this show for so many, you know, homages to movies, but this has been a fun two-parter.
This was amazing. I was just giddy through the whole episode, because first of all, they're doing Star Wars, okay? They're doing paintball
and
Star
Abed
Wars.
And Abed is Han Solo.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Like, he's Han Solo. Because everybody's like, I'd like to take the Han Solo part before Jeff takes it. Like, that was good. And Annie kind of getting into him because he's acting like Han Solo. And so, when they're about to get hit with their paint things, she's like, well, will you still be Han? He's like, no, then I'm dead.
No, I'm dead. I can't
then
be
I
Han.
Then I can't be Han anymore. And she's like, oh, like.
And she's like, okay. And then kisses him. And
that was good.
It was fantastic, and I thought the stuff with Pierce was terrific.
Yeah,
like how he's like
the stormtrooper.
I have all this information on Jeff Winger, and none of it is relevant to the paintball game.
and it was a good plan for the bad guys to bring in basically this remote control thing that was gonna spray the whole room.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
But it was their own fault because they're like, okay, they've changed the rules, so if you get paint on you, you're dead.
Right.
So they're like, okay, then we're just gonna rig the fire extinguisher to spray the entire library with paint.
Yeah, it was good. It was like, I gotta say,
was that the finale?
Yeah.
I think Community season 2 to me is the way I liked Parks last year season 2.
Like
season
you don't like Parks this season?
Oh no, I do.
Parks is great.
Parks is fantastic.
Parks season 1 was kind of okay, and then season two. They just knocked out of the park.
Oh, totally.
Community season 1 was better than Parks, but it was okay. But season 2 of Community, I'm like, wow, man, this is
amazing.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that. No, I still like Parks, but I'm saying it's that equivalent.
What I like about Community is that they are not afraid to go there. To go to those places that is so utterly geeky that only those of us who are in geekdom will understand
and
it.
And it's almost like, I think I said this before, it's almost like Community is like a live-action show that gets to do things that before only something like an animated show like South Park or The Simpsons could do. Because they're animated, they could do anything. They could kill a character. They could go to space. I love how Community, even though it's technically is the real world, there's just things about it that they really get to play with the convention. The one where they did the...
The zombie?
No, not just a zombie. The one where they did the
Apollo 13.
No, where it was a mock-up of how all shows have clip episodes.
Oh right, and right.
Cuts
yeah.
we've never seen before.
Strange.
Remember when we were in the Old West? I'm like, we're in the Old West. You know, like so they've done a whole new scene.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like Community.
It was
really.
It was really good, and yeah, I just thought that.
And the characters are great.
They ended it on such a high note, like even with like the ambiguousness of Pierce leaving and then just like, oh, he'll be back, and then he doesn't come back.
Yeah, and three, two, you know, like doesn't come in. Mm-hmm. And I love all the characters. My only tiny caveat is I feel like, I'm not sure why, but the last few episodes of Community, I feel like Britta hasn't had much to do. And
I
really like Britta, but I don't know why.
I think
little Britta goes a long way.
Really?
No, I love
some
Britta.
The one this season, I know we're going to talk about, but this season when Britta and Annie were doing that whole oil thing, they went against each other.
Yeah.
That was really good use of both of them. That was great British stuff. So,
yeah.
But anyways.
Okay, yeah.
Next up, we want to talk about Big Bang. And this week's episode was not the finale, I don't believe.
One more.
It didn't have any finale-esque.
Yeah, nothing really.
Right.
Well, I mean, aside from Howard telling his mom that he's going to
marry. That was awesome.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
He tells his mom, and you hear a thump. And he's like, I'll break down the door. And I was like, that's not going to end well.
If they actually get married, because this show seems to follow the tradition of many sitcoms, which is you have a character who you either only hear about or you only have a voice of.
Right.
But you know he's playing the voice of his own mother.
Right.
No, that's not him.
It sounds like him.
It's not.
Actually, I thought the scene at the end when Bernadette does the voice.
I thought that
was like, is that Doug?
Yeah.
I was like, what is that?
Brilliant.
That was fantastic.
That was
and he goes, now I find her more attractive.
Yeah,
I was like,
and,
ew.
Wait, so
I was like,
you,
oh man, your Oedipus is showing.
You think the actor who plays Wallowitz is the voice?
I don't know.
I thought.
Oh, was he saying no?
Okay.
But so do you think we'll ever see? I'm assuming we won't.
Carlton the Doorman.
Yeah, I don't think we're
going
to see her.
Yeah, but if they get married, what is she just off to the side
or
something?
I was
like,
wondering if Penny was still taking those mood altering drugs from the first week because she was so giggly and.
Yeah,
non sequitur.
Well, her and Priya having the conversation
about
there's like he must have some inadequacy issues with his mother or something because he spends way too long
on foreplay.
And then she was like, whatever you do, don't fall asleep because you'll never
hear the end of it. Later, I'm the king of foreplay.
And I loved, I think it was Raj who was like, oh, your girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend talking together alone? That's going to go well.
Are they going to keep Priya around next year?
I don't know.
I keep thinking we're heading towards something.
In
maybe
the finale,
this is
I think the finale is going to be
I think the finale next week, we're going to have a Priya breakup.
I do
either
too.
That or maybe he'll move in with her.
No,
because we can't get rid of Leonard.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it'd be interesting if Penny and Sheldon become roommates for a while.
That would be great.
That would be hilarious. But like,
no.
What really bugged me about this episode is that there was no Amy.
Oh, Amy from
I
college.
Like Amy.
You know, honestly,
I love Amy,
but actually, I will say I didn't notice it. I like Amy though, but I didn't notice it until
you said
like when we were talking
about
Britta, I noticed. Right. I didn't notice that Amy was.
I noticed it right away because I sort of feel like Amy just really helps to punch up the Penny scenes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The girls have their own crew.
Ooh,
right,
about, that's
right.
been that's
and
basically
love
the
that.
New
yeah.
season's thing.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
they balance the show out by giving now having three strong women characters.
Three women,
and
three,
yeah,
right.
And I really that's probably my favorite
but,
part of the
I mean,
season.
Like this episode had like big stuff happening with both Penny and Bernadette, and yet Amy was nowhere in it at all.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
To like rag on everything.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. That's yeah. Hmm.
That was a
little
weird.
Maybe she could. Well, we don't know how many episodes they contracted her.
Yeah.
Is she now going to be a season regular?
No, they. She. And
I sure
are,
hope so.
No, they're series leads.
Okay, so their names are in the
their
beginning.
Names are
oh,
the,
I didn't know.
They've
okay.
done that since like last fall.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Cool.
But overall, good.
No. All right, and the
we forgot the biggest news of all.
What's that?
That Witchminster Ashton Kutcher is replacing.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, speaking of Chuck Lorre, which at the end, Chuck Lorre.
Did you read his vanity card?
I always read his thing.
His vanity cards have been very much aimed at him.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Like,
talking about getting a harder shell now.
The vanity
cards,
they kind of got you in trouble.
But yes,
actually, I think they one of the vanity cards you put up, they actually took it down.
No, he said censored.
Oh yeah, it just well whenever they won't let him put it up and
I thought that's what he puts up.
Yeah, he puts it on the website.
Oh wow.
Okay.
So Ashton Kutcher is replacing Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men.
Correct.
Right.
Which is Chuck Lorre's other big show.
Yeah.
One of his other big shows.
He's got three big
shows.
He's
got those two. What's the other
Mike
one?
And
Mike and Molly.
Wait, I gotta say, is Michael Molly good?
I don't know.
Because I know it's movie related, but Melissa McCarthy, who played Suki on Gilmore Girls, she's amazing in Bridesmaids.
I still need to see that. I'm gonna go see that.
Which made me go, is this Mike and Molly good? So I haven't seen it. So
it got. People hated the premise, but they said the execution was excellent.
Like, has it been picked up?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got really good ratings.
Yeah. Okay, then I gotta check it out.
But I felt the same way about Outsourced.
It got canceled.
No, Outsourced was canceled.
I know it was canceled, but I sort of felt like, because I watched it all the way through, and I thought it was like, the concept alone is just like, this is just going to be racist and terrible, but I found it oddly endearing.
I thought the show kind of had heart. Although I missed the last three.
Couldn't get through a single episode.
Oh, I think it's an okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me that it's canceled, but I kind of liked it.
I would have been okay with another season, but I'm not heartbroken over it being canceled.
Let's get to the main event.
Wait, what's the next? What's the main?
VD, baby.
The season finale of Vampire Diaries.
Dun da da da.
Catch VD.
I don't think we should go with that phrase.
So, what'd you guys think?
Oh man,
that's great!
Wow, wow.
These guys do not disappoint.
No, they don't disappoint, man. I didn't think they're gonna be able to come up with another. I mean, I still love the Catherine reveal of season one.
Because that was fantastic.
But that was a pretty good last.
This one was like, what?
It's like, what? Yeah, it was very much that. Like
Catherine, Uncle John.
Yeah.
I have a question remaining from last week. Did John make a deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
He made a deal to sacrifice himself for Elena. Yes. She got killed.
Right.
She wouldn't die.
She wouldn't die. And he would die in her place. Okay. Yeah.
I had to watch it streaming, and it was a horrible experience.
Oh,
that sucks.
But that was why, also, when Damon at the beginning was kind of like, can you forgive me? I was like, her father died because of what you did. Yeah. I'm like, no. But she didn't like her father.
But she hated her father.
There's that, but still, he died for her because Damon did what he did.
Yeah.
That's...
Wait, so with the finale, just curious, because Libby and I discussed this, did you two guess the solution? Because I kind of did, which I was happy about. Sometimes I'm not, but the solution being that Klaus's blood is what saves Damon.
I didn't guess the solution.
I thought it was going to be that they kill Klaus and take his blood. I thought it was going to be something
to do with Klaus's blood. Yeah. I thought like you would have to do something to it. I just didn't.
Because he's that weird hybrid like thing. Yeah.
But once he said, I'm going to make a deal with you, I'm like, oh. Because I've always the way the series is laid out with good brother, bad brother.
Yeah.
Right, and now you've got Klaus and Elijah.
And then
you
end season one knowing good brother, not as bad as you think brother.
Right. Yeah.
I knew that there probably would be a point where they're going to have them flip.
And now Klaus.
And when Klaus says, you're going to do what I want you to do, I'm like, oh.
Well, it was more to me when Klaus was like, there was this vampire I knew that was so awful. And I'm like, he's talking about Stefan. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, oh. That was to me more that I was like, interesting.
Now, did Stefan have history with Klaus?
No, but he had been following Stefan.
Basically, Klaus he's probably heard about it.
Oh, yeah. Klaus was a Stefan groupie.
Yes.
And just like this guy.
Because Stefan was angelus back in the day.
Right.
But the thing that really freaked me out was the Jeremy thing at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, because when they kept seeing the thing, what's that about? And it's like, uh-oh.
Oh, I see dead people.
I know. I love when Alaric was like, well, talk to you tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. He's still making
so
fun
great.
Of him. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. Like,
that was so fantastic.
Humor, like,
I like that they were able to get that a little like.
Considering the body count of these episodes.
Yeah.
You gotta have some humor in there.
Oh, it was great. So I'm not a huge. It's interesting. I have not been a big Jeremy fan until now.
I know. Like, me too. Me too.
But when the sheriff shot him, I was like, yeah.
I know. I was too. I was like, oh, good. But, you know, there was a part of me that was like, okay, if he's actually...
I just didn't want him to be a vampire.
If he's actually dead, like if they actually kill him, that would make a fantastic dynamic for the next
season.
Right,
and when they said there will be consequences. But, I'm like, right. What are the consequences?
But I like Jeremy with... The Good Witch.
I do like that.
I like Jeremy with Bonnie.
I do like that. I just don't really love the character.
But Jeremy's like the Xander of this crew. So.
He's not the Xander. Well, he's not
only Xander. But Xander's... No. I know you hate Xander, but Xander...
I was like, don't
hear
Xander.
I like Xander, and Xander was kind of funny. Jeremy's not really
Xander?
Funny. Like, he's...
I mean, in like a technical sense. Like,
well, wait. My edgewise comment in here is that I've liked Jeremy since the beginning of season two. I hated him in season one.
Well, when he was a whiny drug addict.
Yeah.
You should hate him in season one.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to. But once he finds out what's going on and he's on Team Vampire, mm-hmm. I like him from that point on.
He's okay.
You know who I'm starting to... The characters I didn't like at the beginning, who I do kind of like now.
Caroline.
Yeah. How could you not like Tyler?
You don't like Caroline in the beginning.
Yeah. Because I want to smack her.
Yeah. Yes, in the beginning, but pretty much from Vampire on,
she's been awesome.
But
yeah.
That's the end of season one. Yeah. That's my point.
But yeah. She's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, I love Caroline now. Yeah.
But I'm starting to like.
Caroline also had a good line when she's talking about this whole drama's ruining my Scarlet moment. Yeah. She's like watching Gone with the Wind. She's awesome.
That was great. Yeah.
I'm kind of starting to like Tyler just because Caroline.
I guess.
No.
I still don't like that guy.
I'm still not on board with Tyler.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying. He's tolerable with Caroline, but I don't really love Tyler.
I didn't say I loved him. I said I'm starting to like.
I can deal with Tyler when he's with Caroline. If he's by himself, I don't like him.
Now, what's going to happen with Matt? Because it seems like the people not in the crew are like...
The humans.
Yeah.
The normals are starting their life expectancy.
Well,
the muggles.
Yeah, I don't... Because Matt is pretty much like, I can't deal with this. I've got my own stuff here.
I actually thought that was really good.
Yeah, I did like that too.
But I have to say, the sheriff and Caroline... kind of reconnecting.
No, it was good.
That was very sweet. I really liked that.
That was the one thing they didn't have in the finale. I kind of wanted... And they have no room because it's so action-packed, but
yeah.
I feel like we've never really gotten enough information about not only Caroline's mom, the sheriff, but that whole adult group and
where's
all their
Caroline?
Secret things.
This is the other thing that bugged me about...
They talked about
that. Wait, Caroline, what?
We haven't seen him. She's like, where's Caroline's father? They say that in season one, that her father ran away
with
another guy.
Oh, yeah.
But we've never seen him.
It was such a throwaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why we don't see him. But he's not important.
Oh, you see, here's the thing that bugged me about Jeremy getting resurrected, was that there were essentially no consequences for the sheriff. Like
that's true. She did murder somebody.
Yeah, right. And like as soon as he came back, it was like, okay, then you shooting him was no big deal. Like, I sort of felt like Caroline should have been a lot meaner to her about it. I really think
that that's gonna.
And I did like remember. I did like when the sheriff's like, I thought I killed him, and Caroline's like, you
did
kill him.
Yeah.
Like, so I like that. But,
there was that, but I sort of felt like there were no lingering.
It does.
There wasn't any like lingering resentment over it.
Well, Jeremy might resent her. I mean, it's an accident.
But you know, I feel like Caroline should like be angry at her too, and she's not.
Well, her first thing is getting her mom to see her as a person.
You can't
be getting angry at her when you're trying to get her.
You killed her friend. Come on.
But she's trying to keep her from killing her. She's like, Mom, I don't want us to be fighting each other. I don't want you to try to kill me. So let's go from there first.
Wait, I'm sorry. I know we just watched it. Did Elena ever realized that Jeremy got shot and dead?
I don't think so. No.
Not yet.
Because I'm thinking to myself, how did she know?
Believe me, if Elena had found that out, we'd have noticed.
Yes, that did not happen.
That would not have gone down well with her.
Elephant in the room, which is Elena and Damon.
Whoa.
Actually, come on. I have not wanted that to happen, but
until
it actually
now.
Worked. I was like... Okay, like, it seems okay. Like,
it works now that, like,
well,
okay.
Especially now
that Stefan has become, like, evil killer man.
Doppelgangers to Stefan. Yeah, you've got evil Stefan
or
whatever.
I mean, now
that
Stefan's Angelus, I think that Damon and Elena...
So I'm thinking... Oh, wait, what were you saying?
Well, all I was going to say is they've been hitting at this triangle since, like, season one, nothing has ever happened.
And then, like, we have the line from Catherine saying, it's okay to love them both.
Yes,
I did.
That's true. Right.
But I'm just saying, they finally have come off the fence on the whole thing, and now I feel like this next season, we're going to actually explore the other part of the triangle, which I'm happy
about. And maybe, because of Stefan leaving, maybe we're not going to be in Mystic Falls as much.
No, we're gonna be in Mystic Falls. I feel like if we're gonna have to see him somewhere. Mystic Falls is the center of the.
Yeah.
No, but when we cut to Stefan, he's got to be somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
Because Klaus is very big about I want to get the hell out of this town. So I don't think my thing is I don't think season three is gonna start and go and it's all resolved. I think it's
gonna be a few episodes.
I think it's gonna be a while before Stefan becomes, I guess, good again or whatever.
Well, you better.
If they're smart,
so.
They're gonna take their fucking time.
And I gotta say, I think we talked about this last night. Catherine knows that Elijah is in his weird coma dead thing, right?
She knows that he's been stabbed. She didn't know he's in a coffin.
But she didn't. She knows the dagger's still... That she knows of... She doesn't know about the coffin, but the dagger's still in him.
Right.
If she gives that information to the team, then I'm assuming what it is the team finds him, brings him back, and where he is the rest of the originals, which would be a whole new group.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Except
that cool.
They I think it'll take a while,
right,
but I'm assuming that's...
They have no idea where they're keeping those coffins.
Right.
Right, but I mean...
I think it's interesting to
say... So you don't think Catherine would know that?
No, I guess she there's no way that Klaus would tell her.
She might know somebody who can give the information about Klaus or something.
I don't know. Like, Klaus plays stuff really close to the chest.
But he did have helpers. There's like two little helper guys there. So.
Yeah, but those guys, like, they know, like, jack about what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And he probably has compelled,
It just feels to me like that is their... Because they've pretty much ended the season with Klaus is near invincible.
Right.
Yep. And the only thing is pretty much, I think you need those originals. Like, I think that's it.
Well, the only thing is, the only person who knows where the bodies are, what's going on, is actually Stefan. So Stefan would actually have to tell them... The bodies are
in this
warehouse.
Oh, but he's evil now.
But
just because he's evil.
So he has to. So the mission is make Stefan good again.
But they have to find Stefan. Like, so
that's easy. Just follow the trail of corpses.
It's like breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. I feel like what they did was. I actually feel like Klaus is becoming. I kind of thought Klaus was going to, even though I loved when they talked about Klaus, almost like the mother on Big Bang Theory. I loved when they talked about Klaus and we hadn't met him. And then when we first met him, I was like, yeah, that guy. But now, I actually feel like he's basically your big bad for the next season.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Like, you're not going to take him out in the premiere or something.
The build-up for him, I mean, and the casting search.
And he's the oldest vampire of all time or whatever. Like, so.
Because they had talked about stunt casting the person. And then they said, no, we want to find just the right person. Because
and also, I'd ask Libby this. When he talks about, when Elijah says, you know, you took away our family, did he say brothers? Or do we, because in theory, it could be boys and girls, right? The originals? We don't know.
He said family.
He
said family. And he tells, I think Damon, I had brothers, plural.
Right. Yeah. But we don't know if there were sisters
involved. So it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of like, Ron Moore's Seven, right, with the Cylons. Like, we don't know the number, but it's basically, as a writer, they pretty much left it vague enough
that they can play with
how many original...
Right,
there could be one original that's not there or whatever, you know, so...
Well, saw the room, and there could be...
It's huge.
We have no idea who made
it. I really love this idea. I love the whole original. I'm really like, this could be... There's so much you could do with this.
However, I'm still a stick by my claim that the name The Originals is goofy.
Yeah, it's a little goofy. Yeah.
I like what they are, though.
Yeah.
So overall, we all...
Overall, I loved it. My one little point of contention, and this is really just me being petty, is... Stefan snarls a lot when he's evil.
Yeah.
I sound like a freaking dog.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's like, especially in surround sound, it's like, what the
heck? Well, see, here's
like,
the question.
It's like, he's...
Down boy.
He's like chugging down the packets of blood, and you just hear... and I'm like, dude!
What's
Iggy Piggy.
Wesley something.
Paul Wesley.
Do you think Paul Wesley will pull off evil better than... Pedelecki on Supernatural pulls off.
Yes.
I hope so.
Definitely.
Are you kidding? Paul Wesley only played evil the first few roles he had.
Wait, what was he? What was it?
Oh, he was evil on 902, or not 902, on The OC.
Really?
He was evil on Smallville. He played Lex's half-brother.
I remember that.
Very short-lived. Yes. The first role he got to play a good guy was The Fallen.
Right, he played
an
angel.
Family.
I just saw he was on 24's last season. He's Leisha Cuthbert's husband. So
that's right.
It's a throwaway role. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I thought, you know, when you asked that question, I thought you were going to say better than Boreanaz's plays Angelus. And I was like,
No, I like the way Boreanaz plays Angelus.
Well, I know, but I thought you were going to compare them.
No. You know why? Because I think, and I know it's terrible, I don't know Boreanaz or whatever, you know, I've seen him in a few things, but I think Boreanaz might... His personality might veer more towards an Angelus, so I think he pulls off that better than you think.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something about Boreanaz that I can kind of believe he's kind of a jerk. Like I could. Whereas I don't know this. I mean, this other guy.
Paul Wesley.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, because Angelus is to me the penultimate of evil vampires. You got to really pull it off to be better.
He's pretty heartless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've seen Paul Wesley go a little dark. before, right. And so I feel like he can pull it off.
But I agree, though, the snarl thing is a little... It's a little ticky of an actor. It's a little,
it is,
yeah.
It is, yeah.
I think it was a sound effect.
Personally. Yeah, I think it was a sound effect, too. Like, yeah, I think a Foley guy just went nuts.
Seriously.
But yeah, I gotta say, I just curious, going around the room, I haven't rewatched it. I think I might give the edge to season one of Vampire Diaries, slightly, like A-, but what do you guys think?
I'd give season two the edge.
Yeah, I would give season two the edge, too. Very slight edge. I mean, they're both fantastic in their own right.
The first part of one dragged a little
bit. It does. Yeah, I agree.
Once Vicky dies, then...
Yes. But it's pretty... I don't know. The Catherine thing was such a great reveal. That was a great reveal.
That's one episode.
No, but all of it, like learning who Catherine was, it's all really good.
I agree with you, but season two, I think your problem was the werewolf thing that threw you out of the story.
I didn't really like the werewolf thing personally. Yeah. Just not.
I didn't like it either.
I didn't have as much of a problem with it as you did, but I understood your problem because I didn't notice that stuff was going slow until we got back to the vampire. So it was like, oh. Like, all of a sudden, I kind of sat up. I was like, oh, okay, that's what the show... It was missing something when we were...
And it's true. And first season did have that weird thing where you were like, why is every episode... Does this town do big events every day?
today is the big Founders Day. Yeah.
Just like, how many big events does this town have?
Well, today is Ma Founder Made Her First Pie Day.
What was great was this... Finale. They had usually they talk about a big event,
right?
And they just all showed up in costume. I was like, what?
Yeah,
and the entire town dresses up to see that movie going.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The event is we're gonna watch a movie.
The event is we're gonna watch Gone with the Wind in the park. Everybody put on your best Victorian garb.
I was like, holy crap! Like that was insane. But they because I remember when I was watching the finale.
Although
like what event is this?
But you know what? Like, we have any room to talk because of all the screenings we do.
Yeah, but it's not like... Well, the other thing is we're not having people try to kill us every week. so it's a little different.
Well, okay.
So anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. I thought this was a really good podcast. We were all in the room today, and if we were talking over each other...
That's always fun. No.
Yeah.
But... That's all we have for the time for this week. And if you have any feedback, remember to send it to tvcampfire@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, tvcampfire, and we're on Facebook. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Team Damon.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.